Hey, everybody. All right, we're back for another blind. I had my wife pick out three reposadas, and I told her, look, here's the theme. I want one that is made with a roller mill. I want one that is made with a tahona. And I want one that's made with a diffuser. And I want to see if I can tell the difference between a tahona, a roller mill, and a diffuser. Now, I did have to give her a list of tequilas that I had in the building that met each one of those guidelines. Let's dive into them first. I'm going to start with number one, and let's see if I can figure out the production method by the taste. Man, by the nose, I get a lot of pedrichor, hit a little bit of barrel notes, some oakiness, a little bit of floral to it, maybe even a little bit of citrus. Let's try this one here. Ooh, completely different, actually. This one is really clean. Really fresh, got some nice barrel notes, some nice cooked agave, a little bit of rain, a little bit of wet earth. Let's dive into number three here. Kind of musty, a little bit of cooked agave, not a whole lot more. That one falls a little bit short of nose. Let's dive through these and do a little bit of a taste in these. All right, so here we go. For the first one, weird. It has a weird sweetness to it, almost no finish, and then a little bit bitter comes in. No agave in that one. Not really even any barrel, just kind of weak, like its nose. So let's dive into this one here. Nice cooked agave, a little bit of citrus, kind of peppery. The finish is really nice and sweet, and I get a little oak in the finish and a little bit of citrus, but it's a nice light finish. This is a nice, clean, cooked agave, a little bit of barrel. It's a really soft, nice tequila. Now, I know the colors on these are different, right? And here's the thing, I didn't pick them. I didn't see what she poured, so I don't know which is which by the color. But I am going to try to find some black Glencairns so I can't see the colors. I think that'll help my mind a little bit. So let's go back to the first one. Great sweetness, lots of cooked agave, lots of pedrichor, lots of earth. A little bit more peppery in the finish, so a little bit warmer finish. A little bit more citrus in this one, and it's a touch floral. So I definitely think this is a Highlands tequila for one, because it's got a little more floral and a little more citrus. I'm going to guess that that's the tahona. The sweetness, and then if it's had fibers in the fermentation, would give it a little bit more of that peppier finish. So I'm going to guess number one is a tahona. I'm going to guess that number two is going to be the roller mill. Just because it's sweet, it's clean, it has a nice finish, but it's not as peppery. I got a little more citrus. I'm definitely going to say it's probably a Highlands tequila. It's got a really nice floral note to it too. Not as much floral as the first one, just a little bit of floral, a little bit more citrus, a little bit more lime, and a little bit of that barrel oakiness. And this one just has no cooked agave and a weird taste. So I'm going to say this one is going to be the diffuser, roller mill, and tahona. The light makes it so it's hard to see. But so number one, El Tesoro. So that is from 1139 La Atenea. This is a tahona crushed only. It is fermented with fibers. So this is one of my go-to tequilas. It's an easy one for me to find. It's a great price, fantastic tequila. The second one, Amador del Jaguar from NAM 1414. Definitely has some of those citrus 1414 attributes. Really nice flavor, but I'll be honest, I wouldn't have been able to put my finger on that it was a 1414. I really wasn't 100% sure it was Highlands because it had a little bit more of the clean cut agave flavor that I normally get. And the last one, it just says Reserva. So that tells me that this is Jose Cuervo Family Reserva, and they all were reposados. So there you go. Definitely a diffuser, roller mill, and a tahona. Do this one at home if you haven't done it. Go look and find. Do you have a diffuser tequila in your house? I do have several because I use them at tastings, so people can literally taste the difference after they've done a tasting and tasted great traditional tequila. The roller mill tahona is a little bit harder. It's more about picking up some of the attributes that I just have been taught. So this is a pretty fun blind. Give it a try. Put your comments. Let me know what you think of this one. Let me know some tequilas that you think I should try in this type of tasting. Let me know if you've done this. And I appreciate the likes, the follows. Thanks. Have a great day.